When God gave instructions to Moses for the building of the tabernacle, he also gave very specific directions for the garments that Aaron and his sons were to wear as they performed their duties as priests in the tabernacle. In this chapter, we will see that God used the priestly garments to demonstrate that he never contradicts himself. Each priestly garment harmonized with the materials and colors that God instructed Moses to use in the holy place and in the east gate. Receiving your priestly garments. Let's start by reading God's instructions to Moses about establishing the priesthood in the priestly garments in Exodus 28, verses 1 through 3. From among the Israelites, take your brother Aaron and his sons with him, that he may minister to me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And you shall make for Aaron your brother sacred garments, appointed official dress set apart for special holy services, for honor and for beauty. Tell all who are expert, whom I have endowed with skill and good judgment, that they shall make Aaron's garments to sanctify him for my priesthood. The first thing that God told Moses was to take Aaron and his sons with him. Aaron represents the office of the high priest, and his sons represent the lower priestly office. God told Moses to take them from among the children of Israel. This says we must first be sons of God before we can operate in the office of the priesthood and be able to go into the tabernacle to a threshing floor experience. Anyone can come into the outer court through salvation, but not everyone honors God by being obedient. Only the obedient will be able to receive their priestly garments and ultimately enter the holy place in prayer. Many are called, but few are chosen. Matthew 22, verse 14. The path of obedience requires that we enter the gate, wash at the laver, and sacrifice at the altar in obedience to God's pattern of prayer. That path of obedience allows us to pass from death into life and prepares us to be clothed for victory in intercessory prayer. Jesus spoke about this path of obedience in John chapter 5, where he said, "Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who has sent him." I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the person whose ears are open to my words, who listens to my message, and believes and trusts in and clings to and relies on him who sent me, possesses now eternal life. And he does not come into judgment, does not incur sentence of judgment, will not come under condemnation.